Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, every week we pull our fellow coworkers, and a lot of them don't know us. We have how many people here? 162 employees.
Wow, that seems very specific.
It was, because I saw an email that said 162 recipients, and it was a St. Louis team email.
Oh, yeah.
That's way too many.
Right. Tim, you got a future in management.
Yeah.
And so,
time to thin the herd a little bit, Lance.
So what we do is find one of our coworkers that will pull these people, 10, and find out what they think of us. And they have to answer questions about who on the show is most likely to. So we are auditioning new people that will host this segment for us. And we have our events and
experiences. Manager.
Coordinator.
Director.
Director. Mike LaMartina. Yeah.
It was a stall to the intro, but I appreciate it.
All the titles around here, it took me until Afton left to get her exact title right, and now she's gone.
Well, it could be to 162 pretty soon if I'm not around, so it's irrelevant, right?
Okay, so Mike, we have questions that our coworkers answered about us. Just go ahead and pull the Band-Aid off.
Okay.
First one.
I don't really know who was pulled on these.
Yeah, right. You don't know.
Yeah, some of these seem a little skewed.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he disagrees with the results.
We would like your opinion on all of them.
Okay.
Deal. All right. Let's start with the first one. Who on the show is most likely to wear fake glasses?
Oh, don't you think Tim would get that?
Vanity.
I don't know. I did at one point in the 90s.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
So I'm fine if they answer me.
I wear real glasses, so real if people say me, I'm going to be really hurt.
I have no idea.
I had some, but I never wore them in public.
You had fake ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I wore mine to the MTV Movie Awards.
Ooh,
nice.
Did you get some popcorn?
I was a seat filler, actually.
Okay. She sat next to Vince Vaughn.
I did.
You look good.
I did. I looked really good.
Glasses were good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who...
Unfortunately, unanimously, Tim.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Get him out, buddy. Get him out.
Because you're the only one that doesn't...
Wear glasses
them.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, and they think, like, who's going to do something to up their looks?
Right. Well, who's ultra stylish?
And they're like, and they think me, they're like, Courtney doesn't care. She has a sweatshirt on today that says, sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to come.
And the letters are falling.
Okay, so that was a 10. He got a 10 voter.
Whoa. Wow, that's big rare.
That's a huge win. That's like
it's
a
very
landslide.
Rare. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish I had some other...
No, it's okay.
No, Courtney, I think that in the 90s you would have worn them. No, Tim, it's you.
There are worse things to...
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Next one. On this show is the worst Christmas decorator?
Ooh.
Mm. Well, who's the only Christmas decorator?
No, the worst.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, in the office, I'm the only one who decorated.
Right, but I do it at home.
I don't care if I get this one. When I want to do it, I can do it. Jen was at my house for a Christmas party.
It doesn't say who has the best intentions in the Christmas
party. Okay, just hit us.
Kevin?
Am I the worst?
You are the worst.
Wow. Oh,
how many votes did Kevin get?
Six.
Six?
Wow.
Okay.
Well, wow. There is a tie for second.
Okay.
Tim and Courtney, you're tied for second.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would be hurt if I were you, Kev, because Courtney hasn't had a tree up in her house for years.
Yeah.
She doesn't even decorate.
Okay. That's not fair, because Kevin's father-in-law does a great job.
Kevin, you did say this was your job, so I think you need to...
my job?
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
Who on the show is most likely not to go to the office holiday party tonight?
Kevin. Kevin's not going. So, guess what?
I bet I didn't get any...
No, you didn't get any votes. Everyone wants you there.
No, everybody the thinks life of the party. I like want a party all the time.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie Murphy.
So did I win that, Mike?
If that's a win, yes, you are the one that got the most votes.
Okay,
yes.
How many votes did Kevin get?
Kevin got 6.
All right.
Tim?
Yeah.
It's a tight second.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you get, 4?
Yeah. Well, 3.
And who got 1?
Lance.
Because he's the mystery.
That's going to be the winner.
I received the RSVPs. Lance, did you RSVP? I don't think I saw you.
No, I'm actually working during the party.
Well, we're going to have to just postpone traffic so you can make it.
You still have 2 hours for the party.
It's a mess out there. I'm going to the party.
That's right. Hey, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea.
All right, let's do one more, Mike.
Okay.
Make it a good one. Hurt.
This is good.
Okay.
This is good. Who on the show is most likely to write a complaint letter to a restaurant?
I think Jen Myers will win.
Yes. I might get some votes because I'm really crabby.
I bet I win.
But I'm lazy too, so that's the problem.
I've never written one. And Kevin, if you recall, complained about the McRib to the McDonald Corporation.
That's right, yeah.
He never sent the letter, though.
Because it wasn't out yet, or because it was a bad McRib when it was out?
Because I got tired of the fact that they have special days. Just make it permanent.
Yeah, he loves
it. Come on!
He loves a meatless rib.
You mean a ribless meat?
Yeah. A boneless.
That's what I meant. Boneless rib.
My McRib did not have the grill marks on it.
Did I win?
Jen, you are the champion.
Yeah.
Tim? You got 1.
Really?
Weird.
Yeah. Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Always tip 20%.
Yeah. My question is this, Mike. Who do you think would write a complaint letter?
Well, I've learned so much in such a short time here that...
He thought it was me.
I thought it was you.
Thank you, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.